Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Cause every good.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, today's broadcast. Of course, it's Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. Amen. And I'm excited about being with you today. And just went ahead to check and make sure everything was working according to plan. Amen. We're going to talk about this song. Amen. It has really blessed my heart over the years, and I'm just telling you, I've been thinking about it all day. Amen. I had to go back and find some old notes and stuff that I've written, and I think we had did this broadcast probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and the song is called Praise Is What I Do. It's by William Murphy. Amen. And I'm just so glad to finally be able to talk about this song, to break it down, amen, and praise is what I do, okay? And so we can play a little bit of it and everything, probably going to get some contact us, you know, and stuff, but we don't own the rights to the song. We just love the song, and it just blesses us when we hear it. I know, let me speak for myself, it blesses me when I hear this song. Amen. So that's what we're going to do today. Amen. I do want to give a shout out for those that are listening through the different platforms. Amen. And listening in different parts of the world, not just the country, international. Thank you for joining us today. Amen. But before we do that, I do want to go have a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll open up in prayer, and we'll go ahead and get started. Amen. Amen. Don't forget History Bound in Grace from Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declare the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray, which is tonight, amen, is 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday, being that we're in the end of February. Amen. She will be broadcasting this Monday live at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. In fact, they got a broadcast coming up too. This Sunday is the fourth Sunday of February. Amen. So they'll be with us this Sunday at 7 p.m. R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. These brothers are off the chain, man. I'm telling you, they be stirring up some stuff, man. You know, just talking about the goodness of the Lord and different subjects that comes up, amen. And then, of course, don't forget Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 7 at 1 p.m. Amen. This is a free conference call number. Amen. Reverend Gwen has been with us for a while, and she's an awesome prayer warrior. Okay, the number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732 1-800-273-4499. Amen. So we're looking, thank you for all that. We're looking for some things to come down and fight. We're still working on the women's ministry broadcast, the singles ministry broadcast, and we're waiting on my sister, another broadcast is coming. So we got about three broadcasts we're trying to get started in 2021. Amen. And look, you know, if you want to find more about us, please do me a favor and check out whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about us and the different hosts and their bios and all that kind of stuff, all right? If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com or any of the different hosts. I think Reverend Gwen, some of them have their own email. So reach out to these ministers of the gospel that are doing this podcast with me and have been doing this for a while. Amen. Please reach out to them. Sow a seed into their ministry. You know, reach out to them. Amen. So with that being said, again, I want to welcome you to Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray, and our topic tonight is Praise is What I Do. So let's go ahead and get started in prayer. Amen. And let's go ahead and get started in prayer. Father God, we come today first to thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your love and your caring and your long-suffering and all that you do, Lord Jesus. We come today to give you the glory and the honor, God, to lift up our hands to you and to praise you, to worship you, to magnify you, to glorify you in all that we do. God, we know that there is none like you in all the earth. When we search the world all over, that we found there is no one like you. So we just want to take this time to magnify you and to thank you for what you've done in our life. We magnify you and thank you for every blessing that have came our way, Lord Jesus. Every blessing that have came our way, God. Whatever, every storm that has came our way, because even in the midst of the storm, Lord Jesus, you have turned it around for our good. You have kept us when we should have been dead and gone. You have given breath into us life when we had no breath left in us. You have given us the opportunity to repent of anything and everything that was contrary to your will. So today we cry, Abba, Father, unto you, that you would have your way during this broadcast, God. Whoever may be listening anywhere, Lord Jesus, that you would tap them on their shoulder and remind them that they've been bought with a price. Remind them that they belong to you, God. We pray for those that are suffering, God, right now because of this coronavirus, God, that are killing almost more than 500,000 people. Lord Jesus, we pray for their families that have been affected by this virus. Lord Jesus, we pray today for a complete holistic healing from body, mind, and soul. Lord Jesus, we know that you are still in control of everything, God. We continue to lift up this nation. We continue to lift up all nations unto you. Nations, Lord Jesus, people that have decided not to follow you. People have turned a deaf ear to your will and to your way. People that are believers that have stopped learning how to love, God, the way that you love, Jesus. Allow us to return back the way that you loved us. Allow us not to judge with the eyes or the ears or our other senses, Lord Jesus, but to encourage people, to exhort people, to show them a more excellent way in you. We need you, Holy Spirit, during this time and this season that we're living in, that people have become more lovers of their own flesh, God. So we, Lord Jesus, are crying for a great revival to take place within the nations and to take place within the races and take place within the different ethnicity groups, and God, wherever and whoever they might be, all across the world, men and women, Lord Jesus, God, husband and wives, singles and grandparents and aunts and uncles, God, we're praying for a great revival like never ever before, that a great awakening might take place within the people, that they might realize that there is a bomb in Gilead, and you are that bomb. We thank you in advance for this broadcast. Continue to be with us always. We submit this broadcast today unto you. Have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So again, everyone, I want to thank you for joining me. We don't come back on Sunday. Amen. Well, not this Sunday, next Sunday or next Friday, and try to finish it up. Amen. Amen. But the song was called Praise Is What I Do by William Murphy. Let me go ahead and just see if I can just pull that up real quick and just play a little bit of that. Amen. So just bear with me.
I'm bound to praise you.
Amen. Amen. Praise is what I do. Praise is what what I do. Okay. The songwriter says, I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I vow to praise you whether happy or sad. I praise you. But praise is what I do. One of the things that we're going to get into some scriptures in a little bit. One of the things I liked about this particular song is that he began to call out different nations. Okay. He began to call out China and Russia, and he'll call out places like that, Japan, and begin to call out places like Turkey. You know, I'm calling these places out there, like, because praise is what we do. We're requesting a praise atmosphere in those places. We're requesting, because we only, in the United States, we only a lot of time focus on what's going on here. But there's total craziness and chaos all around the world right now. I was talking to someone earlier and everything, and they were telling me what was going on in Nigeria, and how the one group of people was killing another group of people, and there was bullets flying everywhere. That needs to be a praise atmosphere put out within the world today. Okay, with this coronavirus, and then people are losing their jobs and losing their all sorts of income, and people are dying, young and old, and communities are being affected, and then you got craziness that are taking place, you know, from the in the White House and the elected official and the Senate, and all these things are going on. But I believe that God is requiring his people, those that are called by his name, to return back to praise. Praise is what I do. Even though I'm going through the good and the bad, whether happy or sad, God, I just want to bow to praise you. I just want to bow to give you all the honor. I want to bow to worship you. I don't want my circumstances that don't even stand a chance. I don't want anything to come in between my relationship and my desire with you, God. That's where we should be at. I don't care who you are. And if they don't care how long that you may have been saved, and how long you may have been one that, you know, always did praise, but now is a time that he's looking for true worshipers, the people sing to God, those that are called by his name, that worship him in his spirit and in truth. It's now that it's time for us to set aside the sin and the weight that so easily beset us, no matter what it may be. Now it's time for us to do it like that. Praise is what I do. Okay, praise is what I do. Let me go ahead and get started with the scriptures, because I do have a ton of scriptures. And what I did when I wrote this piece, I tried to give a response in scriptures to every verse that he was mentioned. So let's go with the first one. Praise is what I do. And the first scripture I got is coming out of Psalms 146, 1-2. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. In this particular song, the writer is making this thing personal, because he says, my soul. You know, my soul. See, I can't praise God the way that you do, and you can't praise God the way that I do. You know, so in other words, sometimes in our life that we have to take these things and personalize them for us. Just, while I live, will I praise the Lord? He said, while I live, will I praise the Lord? In other words, he's going back to the other song. He said, while I have breath, and everything that has breath, praise the Lord. He said, well, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I sing praises unto my God while I have any being. As long as there's a me, or as long as it should be there's a you, okay? You're praising God from the depths of your soul. You should be in a posture of praising God from the depth of your soul, and not no necessarily no intermediate praise, but I'm talking about a deep down praise and thanksgiving and worship of the God that we serve. A deep down praise and thanksgiving of what Jesus Christ has done for us. That type of praise that no matter, again, the songs, no matter the circumstances, no matter the virus, no matter any of those things that are taking place, that I can remain focused, I can remain Reverend Robin, and I talk about the word steadfast, I can remain steadfast, unmovable, because my praise is for real. My praise is for real. Verse 2 said, when I want to be close to you, you know, the thing that Jesus wants for us, he desires for us to have that intimacy relationship with each other. He desired for us to be intimate with him. I want to be close to you. I'm reminded, real quick, and we can get to the scripture for that one, but I'm reminded how the storm was raging, and the scripture said that Jesus was in the boats asleep. And the disciples woke him up and said, Lord, care is not that we perish. And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and everything. And then every time I think about that scripture, I always think to myself, what would have been better for the disciples or even for us to realize that before Jesus got in the boat, he said, let us go to the other side. What would have taken place if they had just curled up right beside Jesus and went to sleep? Being right beside him, being in an intimate environment with him, that you can be at rest, that you can be at peace. It's the song said, I want to be close to you, wanting to be closer or desiring to be close to him. I talked a couple of weeks about as a deer panted after the water brook, the scripture said that my soul panted after you, wanting and to have that kind of desire to seek after God like that. In Psalm 73, verse 28, it says, but it's good for me to draw near to God. He said, it's good for me to draw near to God. In other words, we should be in a place that with the praise and worship that we want to be up close and personal with him. You know, we want that kind of intimacy relationship with him and stuff like that, that we can hear every single thing that he says. Even if he whispered, we're that close, we can hear him whisper. You know, we can hear him whisper. We can hear him speak life and not death. Okay? We can hear him speak life and not death. He said, Psalms 73 and 28 says again, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. You know, I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. When you become that type of close and personal with God, and your praise and your worship is true, you can sing the song, praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. Then you can say the scripture says that I may declare all that works. We won't want to do anything else, no matter what is going on around us, no matter how the wind and the storm is raging and the waves and the currents may be so fierce, you know. But we would even then be willing to declare all of his works. We would declare all of his goodness and mercy and all the great things that he does. We were willing to declare. We would lift up our voice. You hear me say this all the time. We would be willing to lift up our voice like a trumpet and declare the wondrous works of the Lord. The part 3 said, I lift my hands in praise. Lifting up the hands is a way of submission for us. It's a form of submission, realizing that we can't do it all, that we need his help. Lifting up our hands to him, just lifting it up to our Lord and Savior, and recognize, Lord, God, I need you. There's a song back in the day that said, I need you every hour, I need you. Oh, blessed Lord, I need you. We need Christ more so than ever, lifting I lift my hands in praise. I lift my hands in worship. You know, I'm bowing down before him. There is none worthy like you, but you, God. When I often time you hear me say sometimes when I look back over my life and I begin to be mesmerized how I was possible to make it through, but to realize that it was nobody but Jesus. To realize there was nobody that did it but God. He did it. And if he did it for me because he has no respect of person, he will definitely do it for you. One of the things that we got to keep in mind that many of us, God has brought through many trials and tribulations. Some of us have gone through many storms of just life. You know, just pure life, one thing after another thing after another, whether it was an ex-husband or ex-wife or an abusive family or whatever the case might be, not having rent or going through hunger, whatever the issue may have been, that God has brought you through those things. So if God did it the first time, he would do it again. So I want to make sure, cause and he has no respect of persons. So if he did it once, he can do it again. Praise is what I do. I lift my hands in praise. Okay? I lift my hands in praise. Psalm 63 and 4 said, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Somebody at this point, at this time, at this minute, at this second, there needs to be a place for you to begin to lift up your hands in praise, to lift up your hands in victory and thanksgiving and in worship, knowing that God has already put things together in your favor. It may not look like it. It may not appear like it. You may have a bunch of naysayers and haters out there and people talking about you. They call you every nasty name in the book. But you, my friend, need to stay focused on the things of God. Okay? The fourth verse of scripture, not scripture, but part of the song of praise is who I am. Praise is who I am. The apostle says that we are created to declare his, that's what the song actually, to declare his name marvelous. We were perfectly created to praise him, to glorify him. And if they, we have, some of us have the ability to sing, to shout, shout and lift up our voice. And some of us have the ability to dance and play music. We are created. Some of us can't, like me, can't sing a lick, but we love to sing anyhow. Because I remember telling somebody that God doesn't look at the voice and stuff, but he looks at the heart. Then when those songs of praise goes up, blessings come down. Blessings come down. He said, praise is who I am. You know, sometimes we forget just who we are in Jesus Christ. We do. We forget that we are joint heirs. We forget that we are heirs to the throne. We forget that we are his peculiar treasure. We're the apple of his eye. You know, we're the apple of his eye. We are those that are called by his name. And have some, you know, we are, that's who we are, you know. We have value when God looks at us, he sees value. You know, he doesn't see us all messed up and dressed up and sin and all that kind of stuff, but he sees the outcome of what he said that we shall become. We need to remain focused on those things, even though there's distractions that take place all around us. We need to remain hopeful, you know, and faithful over a few things so that he can make us ruler over the many. We need to remain faithful, okay? We need to remain faithful. Praise is who I am. When you and I, and as brothers and sisters in the gospel of Jesus Christ, walk around, people should see the praise is who I am. You know, they succeeded, not saying that we won't have trials and we won't have tribulations and storms won't come and all these things, not saying that we won't lose loved ones, you know, because we will. We're in this life, you know, and stuff like that. In this life, we're going to always have trials and tribulation. There's always going to be some form of sickness or disease, and someone is going to die, you know. Someone is going to die at times. It's going to completely break our heart. But even in the midst of our breakingness, we got to remember that praise is who I am. And all the praise and all the glory and all the honor goes to our magnificent God. All of it goes towards him. And because that it goes to him and everything, that we know that he got us, that we are covered under him. And you know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We know those things, but sometimes when life happens and circumstances happen, we get distracted and we get down and we get beat up, you know, and we get chastised by our own self. Let it know people are trying to judge us or anything like that, but we get chastised like this. But I'm here to tell you today to go back to that first step of remembering who you are in Jesus, and praise is who we are. Praise is who we are. I want to stop before I read that verse and let the American country, let all the countries all around the world, in China, the different broadcasters of places that are listening to us and everything. This is not an end of the story. That we have an opportunity today, you know, this moment to change our ways and to seek after the things that have. We, as a group of people of one minded, you know, working through the gospel of Christ and believing in Christ and miracles and everything, can see the end of this virus. I believe it's so, because I believe that there is nothing too hard for my God to do. Nothing. And whether it come through the scientists, through vaccination, or whatever the case may be, my prayers to God, let it come. That there are some that don't want to take the excuse me. There are some that don't want to take the virus, take the vaccines for whatever reason. It die. But Lord, whatever way that you bring the healing, allow me to be at peace with it and to come forth. That it may begin the healing of the nation. You know, with so much that's going on within all the different nations, not just in the United States, but all the nations with hate and everything. We, the people of God that know his voice, need to be singing songs of praise. That while the enemy is raging like a lion, and he's blowing smoke and fire and carrying on and threatening to kill you or destroy your name, and there need to be a reckoning with those that know how to praise is what I do, to the point that we begin to cry out to Abba Father. Because don't you realize that what they see, the more their rage and everything like that, the less power that they have when we are at still, you know, we become still and walk in the newness of life. They don't have the power or the authority to do anything unless permission to God. And being that we are bought into the new relationship with him at this point, we don't have to worry about that. But we begin to sing songs of praise, and we begin to speak in our prayer language to rebuke all the attacks that the enemy is bringing forth in us. We begin to speak in our prayer language and stuff. We begin to praise in our prayer language. Praise is what we do. Praise is what I do. We begin to speak those things. Amen. Let me move on because my time is going a little short here. And this praise is who I am. And when the scriptures that I got for that is coming out of Ephesians 1, verses 11 and 12. And verse 11 starts off, it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Let me read that again, because I just told you that praise is who I am. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. After the counsel of his own will, y'all. Knowing who we are in Jesus Christ, knowing that we can praise him no matter the circumstances, you know, knowing we can praise him through our ups and our downs, knowing that he got us and we are covered under the blood, you know, the doorposts of our heart has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 12 said that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. So we should be to the praise of his glory. Praise is what we got to do. Praise is what we must do in this season and time that we're living in. Another scripture that talks about praise is who I am is Revelation 4:11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created for thy pleasure." God gets pleasure in our worship and our praise and our thanksgiving. He gets great pleasure in those things. You know, we owe it to him to do those things. We owe it to him. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and we're going to read a couple more verses here of the song. And then we're going to move forth. Amen. And see where we go from there. Okay. Verse 5 of the song said, "I will praise you while I can." He said, "I will praise you while I can." In other words, he stated this before, "As long as I got breath, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you, God." You know, as long as I got breath, even if I get to the point that I can't speak anymore because I lost the power of speech, I'm sure that I have the ability to wave my hand. And even if I can't, to a point that I can't wave my hand, then I'm still praying for the ability to tap with my feet. And even I can't, maybe I might be at a point that I can't do that, because praise is what I do. Maybe I can go back and forth to the left and to the right and to the front and just moan before the presence of the Holy God. And even if I can't do that, he knows my heart, and out of, you know, from the heart, you know, my soul will cry out, "Bless thy name. Bless your name. Praise your name from the depths of my soul," that it will be able to cry out, because praise is what we need to do. Praise is what's being required of us at this time of turmoil and trials and tribulation and hate and lust and lies and rumors of wars and all kinds of things that's going on right there among us. All kinds of things. He said, "I will praise you while I can." The writer said, "I will praise you while I can, God. While I can. You know, while I can, because this is what we do. This is what we do." Psalms 145, verses 1 through 2 says, "I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever." I will praise thy name, God, forever and ever. If you don't do anything else for me in my life, if this is it, God, I will praise you until the day my last breath. I will bless your name. I won't let go of you, but I will continue to give you the honor and the glory. I will cry into the mountaintops, to the highest mountain top of the glory of you, into the lowest valley I will declare your works. You know, you know, no matter where I go, among friends, among my enemies, God, allow me to declare the works of you. From people that my loved ones and people that my friends and people that I go, allow me to continue, allow us, God, to continue to declare your works. I will praise you while I can. I will praise you while I can. That's what we're doing. That's what we need. That's what we on Friday Night Joy. It's about getting restoring those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm have stolen from us, to restore our joy, to restore our zeal and everything. Because there's so much things that are going on. People are so much hurt and danger and all kinds of stuff. It's going on all around us. It's like manifold temptation, one thing after another, after another, after another. It's like it's no rest. But yet, even in the midst of all of that, and even in the midst of us even doing harm to our own self, you know, some things we may bring on ourselves because we make bad decisions, and at the time we may think it's a good decision, it sounds good, but everything that sounds good is not necessarily good for you. You know, so we make decisions sometimes that is totally contrary to the will of God, and we bring some calamity, some things on ourselves and everything. But there is always a way to escape, even in the midst of that, and that way is through Jesus Christ. There's always a way to repent, you know, and to lay down our burdens into Him. So, okay, God, I messed up right here, but I want to get back into right relationship with you. I want to be able to praise you while I can. Let me go ahead and read one more verse from the song, and I think we're going to, well, maybe two. Okay, then we're going into two verses, and then we can move on, go ahead and close out. It says, I will bless you at all times. He said, I will bless you at all times. At all times. You know, I think about the scripture, I will bless you all time. Your praise, I praise you, continue being in my mouth. I will bless you, God, at all times. For the good, I go back to the song, for the good and the bad, y'all. I will bless you at all times. He said, Psalms 34, verses 1 through 3 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, y'all, magnify the Lord with me. No matter where you are at, no matter about what you feel like today, maybe this might not be a good day for you, but begin to magnify the Lord with me. Begin to praise him. Begin to bless his name, even in the midst of your storm, even in the midst of your nightmare experience, even in the midst that you're about to almost, God forbid, ready to cuss somebody out, but it's still a cuss them, begin to worship and to praise God. Begin to do that. Begin to do that. Amen. Let me read the last verse, then we're going to close here. He said, I vow to praise you. Remember, I talked about that earlier, that we have a connection, that we have a covenant to vow to praise God. He said, Psalm 61:8 says, so I will sing praises unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows, that I may daily perform my vows. I want to praise you. Okay, let me just, I'm not going to play the song. I want you to go listen to the song on your own. But let me just go back over the song real quick, okay? And we can go ahead and close out in prayer. It says, praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I bless him at all times. I said, I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you. The songwriter said, this is my testimony. He said, in all that I go through, did he say, somebody says, why? Because praise is what I do. I owe it all to you. Goes on and says, come on, church. Praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. Come on and praise the Lord. I praise him while I can. I bless him at all times. This is part I'm going to about to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you with a happy or sad. I will praise you. I will praise you. Come on, pray with me. Father God, we come today thanking you for this particular song. Praise is what I do, God. We pray today, Lord Jesus, that we might begin to return back into our first love, which is you. We pray, God, that we might repent of anything and everything that we have done today, God, that was contrary to your will. We pray today, God, for the salvation of souls, whoever and wherever they might be, and all around the world, in different countries, God. We pray for salvation of souls. We pray for a peace that passes all understanding, God, not just within the body of Christ, but throughout the world. God, we see the world in turmoil, and as we mentioned before, we see trials and tribulations, and everybody's turning against everybody this because of color of skin and religion. Because we just want to be in a place that we become the salt, light, and power that is needed during this season. So come and see about your church, God. We pray for peace, God, in Jerusalem. We continue to pray for our different countries, Lord Jesus. We pray for the government and those elected officials that you have placed in position of a power, God. We pray that they may begin to understand and know you, Jesus, that you will put people around them, God, that will speak the oracles and the mysteries of the gospel, God, that they will understand, Lord Jesus, that they're not there, God, to get rich, and that but they're there for the calling and the place that you have placed them in. We pray against the spirit of division and of any kind, God, no matter what it may be, God, from the pulpit to the door, and even within the world, God, any kind of division that causes strife among our brothers and our sisters, God, we pray against those things, God. We pray for life, Lord Jesus, even in the midst of this virus, God. We pray for even more life, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will continue to spare even more lives, Lord Jesus. Allow those that are sick and that are suffering from this virus to be healed. Allow families to begin the healing process, Lord Jesus. Come and see about those of us, all of us, all of mankind that you created. We were created in your image. Come and see about us. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Thank you guys for listening to me. Please share this broadcast. Amen. Praise is what I do. Amen. Praise is what I do. Amen. God is so good. It's so worthy to be praised. Y'all be blessed.
Open your mouth right now and give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him.